Hey, brothers.
Welcome back, Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude.
I am your host, as always, Reverend Preacher Joe. Today, we are going to be talking about something very important to all men.
What is that?
That topic, Ruby Taglin, that every man faces at some point in their life, all resilient. Life does not play fair. It will hit you when you least expect. It's going to knock the wind out of you, knock you on your ass, and it might even leave you questioning every single thing. But here's the thing. Resilience is not about avoiding it. It's about standing back up, even when the count reaches nine.
It's about trusting God,
even when everything around you is falling apart and you have ever felt like you were one hit away from giving up,
in this episode for you.
So let's get to it, shall we? Resilience is a word that gets thrown around quite a bit these days. Society loves to talk about bouncing back or staying strong, but for a man of faith, resilience is not just about survival.
It is about perseverance with purpose.
It is about standing firm, not in our own strength, but in the strength that comes from the Lord. See, the Apostle Paul lays it out clearly in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Tonight. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. See, that is what resilience looks like. Taking every hit, every failure, still standing firm in faith. See, the world wants to break you. It will tell you that you are not enough. It's going to tell you that you will never recover and that that damage is too great. But God says otherwise. God says that even in the times that you are broken, He will make you whole again. Even when you feel lost, He can guide your path. Before we get deeper into this conversation, I want to hear from you. Have you ever faced a time in your life where you had to push through something that felt impossible? I want you to do me a favor and drop it in the comment. Share your story, because you never know who might need to hear it. Also, if this message resonates with you, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button for me and share this episode with a brother who needs to hear it. If you are looking for more ways to strengthen your faith, I want you to check out my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ, available now in Barnes & Noble on Amazon. Link is down in the description. All right, back at it. Let us talk about one of the strongest examples of resilience in the Bible. Who is that?
Job.
See, this man had everything, man. Wealth, fame, family, health. He was living the good life. And then in what seemed like a blink of an eye, it was all gone. His livestock wiped out. His children got killed. His body covered in sores. And yet, Job held on to his faith. He did not understand why it was happening, but he refused to curse God. Instead, he said in Job 1:21, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now that's powerful, folks. That is the real faith. That is real resilience. Job was not just enduring suffering. He was standing firm in the storm. Now let us bring it in today. Think about our brothers in the military, family members, loved ones, friends, right? The ones who came back from war with scars, both seen and unseen. PTSD, depression, struggles with alcohol, struggles with reintegration into the civilian life. Some of them feel like they're fighting a battle that never ends, right? But yet many find strength and faith. Psalms 34:17-18 reminds us, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them, mark, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." See, that's the key, folks, knowing that God is near, even in the darkest moment. Resilience does not mean pretending everything is fine. It does not mean putting on a fake smile while you are drowning inside. It means being honest about your struggles and still choosing trust in God. So how do we cultivate that kind of resilience? Let's break it down. Number one, anchor in scripture. When life shakes you, let the word of God be the foundation that holds you steady. The psalmist wrote, "Thy word have I hid in my heart so that I may not sin against." There you go. Now, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct the path." Now, number two, build a support network. See, you're not meant to do this alone. Surround yourself with fellow believers who will lift you up and will be there with you in prayer, and it will hold you accountable. Number three, keep perspective. This storm will not last forever. Romans 8:18 reminds us, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Number four, take care of your body, folks. Your physical and your mental, they both matter. Exercise, eat well, get plenty of rest. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Treat it as such. Number five, seek help when needed. There is no shame in reaching out for help. Sometimes God works through others, counselors, past mentors, friends, the old lady down the street, some homeless guy. You never know.
Oh,
and he'll use anybody he can to bring healing. Number six, folks, daily prayer and reflect. Make time for God every day. Talk to him. You want fellowship. Let him renew your strength. The closer you stay to him, will be. Brothers, resilience is not about being invincible. It is about being unbreakable in spirit. It is about trusting God even when the road is rough and the destination is unclear. Enemy wants you to think that you are alone, that you're not strong enough, that you cannot recover from that setback. But hear me now. You are not alone. You are stronger than you think. And with God on your side, you will not just survive. Folks, you will thrive. Here's a part you've been waiting for.
Full Throttle Mode quote.
Before we close out, let me leave you with this. Do not be afraid of falling. Every time you stand back up, you're stronger, you're wiser, and closer to the man God created you to be. The struggles you face today are shaping you into the warrior of faith that God needs for you tomorrow.
If this episode spoke to you, share it with a brother who needs to hear it. And if you have not already, hit that like and subscribe button for me. That way you don't miss out on our future episode. Go ahead and get to smashing, folks. So, here we go. Till next time, keep believing, keep striving, keep living. Life full of faith and fortitude. This is Priest Joe signing off. Never fight, God bless.
Right.